With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting hundreds of foreign passport holders, including a number of Americans and some wounded Palestinians who were trapped in Gaza, started leaving the war-torn territory Wednesday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says intense U.S. diplomacy led to the breakthrough in Gaza.
The United States has been able to secure safe passage for wounded Palestinians and for foreign nationals, including Americans, to depart Gaza through the Rafah crossing. And this is an important first step in a process that we expect to see continue over the coming days. The situation remains very fluid, but this is a significant breakthrough.
The border crossing was open for the first time since Hamas terrorists launched their attack on Israel October 7th. Back in this country, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says Congress should ignore threats from President Biden that he'll veto a trimmed-down international aid bill. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Paul told Fox News the president's bluffing in his threat to veto a House bill that offers more than $14 billion to Israel. Not only does that bill ignore the president's attempt to attach tens of billions more in unrelated funding, it also pays for the aid to Israel by cutting new IRS funding that was part of the president's controversial Inflation Reduction Act. Paul also praised newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson for introducing the bill, calling it, quote, the conservative thing to do. Bob Agnew reporting.
Donald Trump Jr. has taken the witness stand at the civil fraud trial over whether his father overstated his wealth to banks and insurers. The former president's eldest son began testifying Wednesday. His testimony is kicking off a blockbuster stretch as the trial in New York Attorney General Letitia James's lawsuit enters its second month. Trump's two other children are also expected to testify. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 221 points, the Nasdaq rose 210. This is SRN News. 40 Days for Life does it again, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The biannual pro-life prayer vigil wraps up its fall campaign this Sunday, and so far more than 200 women seeking abortions have decided not to. 40 Days for Life organizes silent prayer outside abortion clinics all across the U.S. and in several foreign countries. Since it all began in 2007, more than 26,000 unborn babies have been saved. 251 abortion clinic workers have quit their job, and 145 clinics have shut down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch says the revenue growth in most of its global regions has been offset by a drop in North American sales, sparked by its decision to partner with a transgender influencer. Bud Light sales plunged amid an ongoing national backlash after a brand teamed up with Dylan Mulvaney, a man living as a woman. U.S. sales tumbled 13.5%. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied after the Federal Reserve indicated it may not need to pump the brakes any harder on Wall Street and the economy. All three major indexes posting gains. Treasury yields also eased in the bond market after the Fed announced its decision to hold interest rates steady as expected. The Fed hinted that a swift rise since the summer in Treasury yields and the resulting tumble in stock prices may be slowing inflation on their own and acting like rate hike substitutes. The Dow up 221 points today, closing at 33,274. The Nasdaq gained 210 points to 13,061. The S&P 500 added 44 points to 4,237. New York oil fell 58 cents to $80.44 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.